Good afternoon. We're glad to have you all at this second of the BIT sessions dealing with artificial intelligence. And sometimes I think mine's not even real intelligence, but that's here nor there. This year, of course, we have a special event anyway. We're celebrating BIT's 50th anniversary, and so we're going to do some things a little bit different, and especially with the banquet. Hope that all of you have signed up, because they're going to be, especially for those that bought the package, are going to be a possibility of drawing for two Alexa-type things, a dot and a tablet. So going to be good prizes. There will be an open bar, and those that bought the package, we're going to help you a little bit with that with some tickets. So it's going to be interesting. And then, of course, Jason Castanre is going to entertain us. So it's going to be a nice evening tomorrow night. And oh, boy, did we order a cake. You're going to see. It's going to be interesting. So anyway, there's a lot to be done. And this afternoon, well, they swapped presenters on me. We thought we were going to have Paul Schroeder, but I think we got a prettier one anyway. So we got Janine Stanley.
Don't tell Paul that.
Oh, I tell him that. I don't care. Anyway, we have Janine Stanley here. He's no real stranger to us. He's been around a long time and now works for IRA. So Janine, come up here and enlighten us.
Everybody is tall, and I am not. So, all right, how many of you guys are IRA explorers? Yeah, yay, woohoo. Anybody in here not an IRA explorer yet? Hey, sweet, okay. And so, see, I got told at the last minute, hey, you're gonna do the BITS thing. Alrighty. So anyway, I appreciate being invited here, and let me call my dog here. Roger, come. All right, he's good. I think my dog is dead. All righty, so IRA is here in force. Yep, got it? And my dog is under there. Let me, hang on a second and I'll get him. Sorry, folks. Come on, Rog, come. Yes, you can get out of there. Come on, guy. He's flirting with the collie.
He must be tired.
I think he is tired, actually. Alrighty. So now, back to IRA and artificial intelligence. So the AI in IRA stands for artificial intelligence, of course. And you might think, well, wait a minute, you connect us to agents. What's artificial intelligence have to do with that? Well, actually, there is a ton of artificial intelligence and machine learning behind the scenes at IRA. And I'm sure you all know Anirudh Kaul, who is the creator, or one of the creators of the Seeing AI app. He is now part of our team, has been for, I believe, about a year now. And Anirudh and his folks are working behind the scenes so that every time you talk to an agent, we're looking and learning and allowing for some machine learning to go on, so that eventually, not that you will never need an agent again, not that, you know, Chloe is going to take over the world, but that Chloe will be a lot smarter and be able to allow you to do more tasks independently. And this is gonna be really important, not so much for those of us who are super technical, but for those of us who aren't super technical. And I'm sure, how many of you guys have had to be tech support for the family members? Yes, yeah. Yes. There's a hilarious song called Tech Support for Dad, and that was pretty much me for many years for my family. And I never got to enjoy the holidays because I was sitting at the table fixing somebody's computer usually. This is going to be, a lot of the artificial intelligence involves things like recognizing money, per se. Now, I'm not saying Chloe is going to do this. I'm just saying that's one of the things that they're looking at. for example, recognizing where you are and where you're going through the IRA glasses and through some of the Bose augmentative reality features that they are building into their glasses. We were working very closely with Bose on that. So that is definitely something that the team is working on. Better recognition, of course. And that's a really important thing for all of us, I think. Chloe can actually read to you and scan things for you if you don't have a smartphone app that does your scanning that you like. So, let's see. I think probably, and I'm sorry, I'm not moving that microphone around, folks. Really, I'm not. Okay, there we go. I think I might be hitting it too hard. There we go. There we go. How about that? Sorry about that. Now, there we go. All righty. Technical much, Janine? Work much with microphones, do you? All righty. Anyway, now we will spare your eardrums. So I think probably the best thing that I can do right now is take your questions. So don't hold up your hands. Not going to help. Shout them out. Man. You guys are quiet. Well, I'm going to give you the big scoop. This is the big scoop. This got announced this morning for the first time. You're going to hear more tonight from Suman in his plenary speech. But what's the biggest challenge with IRA, the biggest thing you hear from people? Money. You got it. Okay. So what would you say if I told you that coming this fall, there will be a free tier of IRA service? And the first people who get to take advantage of that as we break it in are going to be current explorers. So if you do not have an account or you know somebody who doesn't have an account, let's get them signed up. We're ready to sign them up at the booth. You're going to get your first month free of whatever plan you pick. And then by that time, you go through that first month and you can either keep the account or not. We certainly hope you keep it and pay for a plan. But even if you don't, and if you continue to be one of our guests at our free access locations, you're in basically to be part of this free service and be some of the first people to take advantage of it. Now, we're not sure what form it's going to take yet, but there will be some free tier of service, and the first people to get to deal with that are you guys. So we're pretty excited about that. That's the biggie, the big announcement. Now, we have some other things that are going on kind of in the background. Let's imagine for a minute that the only real thing that you maybe need IRA for, and this could be if you're low vision, it could be if you are pretty independent, whatever, but you need it for computer things. Ever thought about IRA for Windows or Mac? Yeah, it's on the horizon. On the horizon, way on the horizon, but on the horizon. So imagine doing what TeamViewer does, only in a bit different package. So then we have all of our free access offers that are gonna tie us into, you know, various things with the internet, like the Intuit offer, some of our offers for our college students with the Higher Learning Platform, whose name I can never remember, but it's tattooed somewhere in the back of my brain. BHC, I believe it is. And let's see, what else? I'm trying to remember all that Anirudh and I have talked about in the past 2 months. I've been at IRA for exactly 2 months, folks. So, but one of the things that Anirudh talked about that he's looking at is augmented reality and artificial intelligence that's going to predict what you will do physically in the next 3 seconds. Now, imagine you're walking across the street. What are you going to do, you know, in the next 3 seconds? Are you going to move toward veering? Is there going to be something in front of you that the computer will recognize through the glasses and give you some kind of warning? All of this is out there on the horizon and not that far away. I'm not saying IRA's going to do it, but somebody's going to do it. And honestly, if somebody's going to do it, Anirudh and his team will be the people to do it. So, again, any questions? Wow. You guys are... You guys are quiet. Yes.
It's a small crowd, and
I'm
one of them. I just downloaded that. I don't really know much about it at all. So hard for me to know what to ask you because I don't know nothing about it.
Gotcha, Nora. So basically, Ira is pairing you at the very most basic level. It's pairing you with a pair of eyes. So you are going to call, you're going to download the app, you're going to call us up, and you will have the eyes of an agent looking through your phone camera or looking through the Horizon Glasses camera. And they're going to tell you what they see. And Ira is not here to be your brain. It's here to be a set of eyes. And then you do whatever you want with the information that you get. And that's a really hard concept, I think, for a lot of us, because we're used to being told by sighted people what we're supposed to do. And that's not why Ira exists. We exist to give you information, and you do with it whatever you want. So that's basically Ira in a nutshell.
And
that's correct, yes, the back-facing phone camera. And Ira can do things like take pictures for you and help you frame the shot and then send that picture to you via email or via the app with a description so you can tell what it is, which is really huge when you're trying to sort out your camera roll, as some of us who take a lot of pictures. It really isn't because, and Beverly's question was, is it hard to use the camera if you have no vision? And it's not, and it's not in part because the agent is going to tell you how to move and position yourself to get the best picture of whatever it is you're taking a picture of. So you're going to get guidance, and our agents are specially trained, so they know the blindness language. They know their directions, unlike maybe your family member that you've FaceTimed with who said, right, no, no, the other right. You know, yeah, we all have family members like that. Yeah, yeah. And no, that way. Okay, fantastic. So, yes, the agent will assist you in getting the perfect shot. I have some incredible pictures that agents have helped me take. And, of course, do I tell people the agent helped me? No, no. Yeah, isn't that a great picture? I'm so cool. Look at that. Yeah, so,
If you were trying to take a picture of something, and they can see it well enough that they could tell you, would they be able to tell you if the image is clear?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they will be able. And once they take the picture, they will be able to see it. And if it doesn't turn out, if they look at it and go, oh, no, no, we accidentally cut somebody's head off, or, oh, wait, that's way too blurry. Let's try it again. Let's get some better light. They will do that for you. Yep. Yep. You got it. Back up a little, whatever. Yep. Absolutely. Now, the one thing that they can't really do right now is camera effects. However, you never know. So, yes.
Richard, I've got a question related to photography. You know, when they're actually, when the video is actually running, can they, at a point, start capturing that video and store it for you and on your video, that virtual model?
Not at this time. That is probably one of the most asked for features that we have. Not at this time, in part because the resources that that would take are humongous. I'm sure probably we're on the cusp of being able to do that with the computing power of the phones, but if you want your battery life, that would pretty much suck your battery dry, I'm thinking. Unless you've got a super bad, even on the newer iPhones, I'm thinking maybe probably.
Roger.
Again, not yet, but it's certainly something we hear people when they say they want the video, and we're taking a look at how we can do that. There's also probably, and I'm speaking off the cuff here, but probably security issues involved with that too. However, if it's on your own device, possibly not. But video is something, it's a tough one. And we want to make sure of stability and all kinds of things before we can do video for you.
Question?
Yes.
I found the agents using the floor plan of this hotel this week to be incredibly helpful. So thank you for that.
Great.
I'm just wondering, I, for example, live in a large condo complex. Is it possible for me to, and we have a map of the complex on our members only website, is it possible to give Ira access to that so that if I wanted to navigate around?
And, yep.
And if so, how would I do that?
Absolutely. So what you would do is we could, do you have TeamViewer on your machine? Okay, great. So go in using TeamViewer to your members only site. That way you don't have to give the agent your login or anything. The agent can grab that map and put it in your profile.
Oh.
And it will be there. And then they can refer to it and pull it up. And that will be part of, you can access it then also on your phone. It'll be in your photos. And so that you can actually do that. Yeah, it's a really helpful feature. A lot of people do that with vacation places that they're going or whatever it might be. People take pictures of their suitcases so they can identify them at baggage claim and put them in their profile. So yeah, that would be a great thing to put in your profile.
They can actually, because I'm not sure you can download the map.
So mm-hmm. They could do a screen capture, I'm sure.
Oh.
Yeah, they can do a screen capture, then it will be on your computer, but they can also grab it from there. And
so I wouldn't have to be home in front of my computer, it would actually be available to them, given the
TeamViewer. Well, actually for this one, so you've got TeamViewer remotely. Okay, yeah, you wouldn't have to be. If you can get them into your TeamViewer session, all they're gonna need is the ID and the password, of course. And then they can get in there and grab that for you.
Okay, so can that be made part of my profile?
Yes, absolutely.
And how do I get that information to the system?
So, good question. I am not that technical, but what the agent will do is grab it and they put it in there through the dashboard, their interface.
So
yep.
If I said my name is Steve Bauer and my password is 1345,
yep.
Then.
Yep. Just go into the website. Here's what I want. I want the map. If you can do a screenshot of it, put it in my profile. Great, because I want to be able to refer to it later on. They will be happy to do that for you.
I have had good fortune with that concept.
Oh, good.
Because if they get to see what's on your screen on your iPhone, you can actually log on to a place, and they can actually get the information once you've logged on as you. And
mm-hmm.
That works out quite well.
And you can also do that through, I believe it's QuickView. The only thing they can't do through QuickView is, of course, enter information for you. So they can see it, but they can't enter it. And any Android people out there? Because if there is an equivalent for Android, please let me know, because I get that question all the time, and I'm a sort of Android person. So.
TeamViewer.
You can do TeamViewer in Android? Okay, cool.
No, I'm saying TeamViewer can allow you to enter data, though.
You're right, right. Does QuickView on the iPhone, though? Yeah. Yeah, I don't think QuickView on the iPhone allows you to enter data, or them to enter data remotely, but they can actually see your screen, which is sometimes incredibly helpful for them. So, great. Well, I am glad to know somebody is making use of that feature to store maps and things like that in. That's another one that if you have a college campus or any other place that you go, you know,
I do that all the time.
Fantastic.
Even at hotels, we take a picture of the map. And
awesome. Cool. And even if you don't have, you know, that, even if you don't have the information already, you know, okay, I'm going to X hotel. The agent can get online and grab that map for you. Mm-hmm. Sure. They are also a personal assistant. So you can say, look, I'm going on vacation. I don't know where this hotel's website is, and they can go out and Google it and grab that for you, put that in your profile. Absolutely. So, do any of you use Ira at your job site?
No, but I would like to, and I do work on college campus, so I guess that's where I am, and I don't know how to get started.
Mm-hmm.
One of my problems, though, and I don't know how it would work is I take a shuttle at the end of the beginning and the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's near home and there's only one. At my work building, there's several that go by and they don't announce who they are.
Ah.
And the problem is, well, if they come like every 5 minutes, I don't know how I could make, usually you have a one-time session with an agent, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they could.
Well, actually, if you are just in, now I'm not sure what plan you have, but...
I I just have the basic, but
oh, okay.
I could increase it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because if that is definitely helpful to you, the other thing too is making your campus a site access location or an IRA access location.
Well, if I come back from this convention excited mm-hmm. about it, it would help because they've had
mm-hmm.
information for a year.
Ah, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
We don't have a lot of blind people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a staff member.
Ah. Well, you know what? I would say ask for, and it's funny that you should mention this because right at this very time in the Lilac Ballroom, Paul is talking about this very issue, how to ask for this as a reasonable accommodation from your employer. And I encourage people to do that because your employer can buy a block of minutes. They can do it in any number of ways with us to get you that reasonable accommodation, to be able to get your shuttle, to be able to do different things during your workday. And you can have two accounts. You can have a professional account that has to do with your workplace, and you can have a personal account. And you can switch between your profiles. So if you have two profiles, that's going to show up on your main screen when you open the app, and you can switch between the two. Yeah. So definitely you can contact us, you know, after convention, and we'll be happy to kind of walk you through, okay, here is IRA as a reasonable accommodation. Well, actually, the majority of things that people use it for on the job have to do with computer things. Inaccessible websites are a big one. Checkboxes, all the lovely controls that you guys all know very much more about. Well, actually, they can when you use TeamViewer. Yes. Yes, when they use TeamViewer, they basically take over your screen. And if you're a Mac user, be sure to give it permission. It will prompt you. Believe me, it will. I forgot that when I installed it on a new Mac the other day and just went, oh, crap, I forgot to give it permission. So another 10 minutes I will never get back. Anyway, but it definitely works, Beverly. I mean, they literally can take over your computer. What I recommend to people is if you are filling out forms using IRA, that to make sure the information is entered the way you want it to be entered, have them put you on the edit boxes whenever possible and let you type in the information. That's just a recommendation from me. That's nothing official. The agents are happy to type it in for you. But I also tell people, check it because, you know, we're human beings and people maybe don't specify how to spell things. So be sure and check. But yes, they can absolutely do all that stuff. And as a reasonable accommodation for you and your job, it would be things like identifying the shuttle buses. I had a coworker who had to set up exhibit tables at conferences, and she used IRA to not only find the table and pattern her dog to the table, but also to get all the materials set up and looking good. And then during the conference, she would use it to tell if certain people were coming up to the table that we knew were, you know, going to be people that we wanted to talk to and things like that. So there are just, the possibilities are endless. But for computer folks, it's a lot of read the screen. What's the screen doing right now? Is my cursor in the correct place? Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
I have to say one more thing because I don't know how this
is. No, go for it.
Most websites I do are fine, but I'm taking a course, a certificate course, where mm-hmm. they, in order to teach you Windows and Linux, well, Linux is this command line, so the
mm-hmm.
Windows, they take you to a virtual Windows copy that JAWS doesn't really know how to work with, and not JAWS, it's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I'm a member of BITS, and I can't think of the right word, but it's like a virtual screen. It looks
right.
The same person.
It's a picture, probably.
No, but there's a technical term for it. It's,
mm-hmm.
It's sighted people can move around and do what they always do, and I know what web. I could follow the lab, mm-hmm. but I can't do it on my own. So
mm-hmm.
that would be a real problem.
And that definitely would be, except if JAWS is not speaking on that particular screen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's going to be the problem.
It really doesn't. It's totally lost.
Yeah.
They say they're accessible, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we're going to
want to come in and do it.
Yeah. Well, we also have an offer with Vespero. So if your JAWS freezes, and this it gets kind of specific, so I'm going to refer you to our webpage and into the app to talk a little bit more about this, because we do have some specifics in the app. So if you're on that main screen and you say select a free offer, you can go look at what all of our free offers are. You can look at the Vispero offer and see exactly what help you can get with JAWS, and your minutes are covered while you're doing that thing with JAWS. And it usually has to do with JAWS maybe not working and you needing to figure out what's going on with your computer, which my coworker used it a lot for, actually.
I need a remote access, and you have to pay $200 extra for the remote access, and then they say it only works with Microsoft. So
mm-hmm.
Right.
Unfortunately, yeah. I think that one you may have to talk to one of the folks in this room.
But anyway, it's worth a try.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anybody else?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
In a store?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a situation yesterday that don't know whether Ira would have helped me or not. Refrigerated section with all these beverages.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a bottle of orange juice.
Absolutely.
It turned out I was in the right section,
mm-hmm.
but I never actually found the orange juice. And I think I do have some reasonable vision.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a top shelf, and the way the shelf was arranged, I couldn't pull the bottle out to look at it.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, how would I help with this?
Sure. Well, so what your agent can do for you in a case like that is they can take a picture.
Right.
And they will take a picture, and they'll blow that picture up so that they can actually see the labels. So they're going to increase the size on that picture so they can actually see the labels. Then they're going to direct you, okay, the third one in there is orange juice. Yep. Yep.
And then so they could say it's the top shelf with
yep.
the next shelf.
Yep. Exactly.
I thought so, but I didn't
yep.
understand.
And they're gonna help you position, okay, I need to take a picture. Can you step back one step? Up nope, I need you to move this way, move that way, and they will get you positioned exactly, and then they will say, I'm gonna take a picture, and then the Chloe is our artificial intelligence and actually this is just the voice part of it, but she will say, hold still, taking picture. And you will hear the photo noise, and the picture will be taken. You'll hear that it's uploaded. Then the agent will be able to look at it. With our latest update to the Horizon gear, we've made that a lot quicker. But even on your phone, that's getting a lot faster. So
I tell it that's the one I want, and then it tells me exactly where it's located.
Yep, exactly. Your agent is going to guide you to where that thing is, if they can even find it. Sometimes the displays are a little unique, but yeah, that's one of the big things to do with Ira is shopping. A lot of people do shopping, and I recommend to people, don't go in with your entire 2-week grocery list. You'll be there for hours, but if you're looking for something specific, or you've got a few things to get, or hey, like my husband and I, when he drags me into the grocery store, because I hate shopping, hate it with a passion, grocery shopping. And he'll say, okay, you go get these things. And I will take Ira, okay, I'm in the X aisle, and I'm going to get the things I need there, and then I'm going to find them again. And okay, send me out for 2 more things, And so that's kind of the way that we do it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Sure. Sure. Now, let's see. Anybody else? Mm-hmm.
And I know that my understanding is that Ira has partnered with Bose.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering, and I if you can't answer mm-hmm. this because of confidentiality, that's okay. But is there a possibility that sometime in the not too distant future there will be some sort of blending of these two technologies?
That's the hope. That is the hope. I think I can say that on the broad spectrum picture. That is the hope. What the Bose glasses will need is a camera, and then a way to incorporate that camera and all of its functions into the glasses. The really cool thing that we're working on in terms of augmented reality with the glasses, and I think you've heard, and this is something that, not too many of the, none of the details are available, but, so imagine if you're walking along, and how many of you have tried Soundscape from Microsoft? Anybody here tried Soundscape? Everybody know what Soundscape is? Right. So Soundscape is a GPS app that you need to be wearing some sort of stereo headphone for. So, and that's typically a bone conduction type headphone. And it is going to project the sound from wherever that point of information is, or the POI. So as you're walking, you're going to hear where things are as you're passing them. And it's really kind of fun if you use it on the bus, you know, as you're tootling along the city street and you hear, you know, the bakery is coming up on your left and then you've passed it, and it really does sound like it's behind you. And so it's really pinpointing those sounds in an arc around your head. Well, imagine, you know, you're walking along in the airport and you need to make a left turn and your agent tells you left from your left ear only. Now, you know, we realize that's got some issues if you have hearing aids, if you're hearing impaired, et cetera, et cetera. However, you know, that's the kind of thing we're going to be able to do with the Bose headphones at some point. And that partnership with Ira is going to make that happen, we hope. So it's in process, as they say. Mm-hmm. Bluetooth stereo headphones, yes. AirPods, there are a number of them. I'll be honest, there are a number of them. Aftershocks, yes. I need to throw my Aftershocks in my bag because my AirPods are acting up. So yes, Aftershocks. Some people, Bluetooth bone conduction is tricky. I'm one of those people, I can wear it for about an hour, and when I take it off, I get really dizzy. And so you have to be a little careful with bone conduction and try it out. It works great for some people. For other people, it's really, really difficult to use. However, the Aftershocks were great. They were great with Ira. Yes, I was going to say, there are a lot of places where you can find Aftershocks on sale. Yep. Yeah. So, alrighty. Anybody else? And also the Bose glasses, actually. So if you have your iPhone, and you were just using your iPhone for Ira, so you don't want to buy the Horizon glasses, you're just using your iPhone for Ira, you can certainly get a pair of Bose glasses and pair them, and you're going to have that nice Bluetooth bone conduction sound. The agent is going to get a better field of view through the glasses. They're going to get a 120 degree field of view through the glasses. However, yes, that's correct. You got it. You're totally hands-free. Now, you can be totally hands-free with the phone. There are fisheye lenses you can get as attachments to your iPhone that will give almost that level. And you have to kind of look, and you can wear the chest mount. You can also wear your phone in a lanyard pouch around your neck if you're so inclined. And so those are a couple ways you can be hands-free with your phone alone. The Horizon glasses do give you, the agent, a nice field of view, literally where your nose is going, which is important, you know, if you're having them help with O&M things. And the Horizon phone controller that goes with the glasses, there is a tether. So each of these things kind of has their pluses and minuses, depending on how you want to go. The nice thing about the Horizon kit also is that you then have your phone free, because when you're on an Ira call, you know, if you take another, you get a phone call, you are calling an Uber or a Lyft, and the driver calls you, you're going to disconnect with your agent. So, yeah, that's the advantage of having the Horizon kit, one of the advantages. So,
do you purchase that?
Yes, that is for purchase with our standard and advanced plans. And that is, you can either do $600 flat out, or you can do $25 a month for 2 years, either way. Mm-hmm. And that gets you the glasses with the camera and the Horizon controller phone, which is a Galaxy J7, I believe.
You can always email me.
There we go. And for anybody, I have some flowers, because in the Ira booth this time around, since the rose is the state flower of New York, and we are in the Flower City, we have some flowers that have little tags on them, and you can get Ira swag if you so desire. So you can see me afterward for happy Ira swag. I'm so excited that Bits is 50 years old. I can't believe that. It's pretty amazing to me. So many things are 50 this year, as I was several years ago. So a long time ago. But it's bad whenever, you know, they do the 50th anniversary of the moonshot and you go, I remember that. Yeah. Oh, crap. I do remember that. Now, I was only 5 years old, so. Oh, my gosh, yes. That I don't remember, but a lot of people don't remember it, so. A lot of people who were there don't remember it. I actually, many of you knew Ray Fournier. Ray was there. He was an engineer at Woodstock, and he's got stories. He's got stories. So, yeah. Oh, hey, well, you know, I think I'd rather have the job, actually. Wow. So, great. Well, if nobody has any other questions.
You got her now, so ask the questions.
Yeah, you got me. If I can answer them, I will. If I can't, I will tell you who can at Ira.
And I tell you what, the service is really good, especially you've got a new appliance. Tell me the buttons and where they are.
Oh, yes. And they can actually send you instructions for those buttons. They can email them to you. They can put pictures up in your profile, again, so that if you want to show it to a family member later and say, okay, all right, here are the pictures, here are the instructions, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to go to a store and say, okay, I need to buy a new stove, I want one with buttons like this. Yes?
You just brought to mind something great. I love Ira. I use it all the time for, bring this home from the store, and I can't read the barcode because it's Trader Joe's.
Oh, yes.
Give me cooking instructions. And,
yep.
You know, throw it in my oven for half an hour and let it cool for 5 minutes, I can deal with. But when it gets pretty complex, but I don't know that ahead of time, I'm constantly grabbing, you know, my note taker or something to write it down. Is there any way to get a recording of a conversation, an Ira session, or a text?
There is not at this point in time. Now, what you can do, though, is you can certainly, you know, hook up any recorders, while you're doing that.
That's all assuming you know
mm-hmm.
ahead of time.
Right, exactly. But if it's something like instructions, they can, especially if it's a picture of text, your agent can take a picture of that. They can also then type that up if it's not rendering well as text, like it's not scanning well because it's a really weird font on a package. They can type out those instructions in an email for you that you can refer to later. Yeah. Yeah, I've done that with appliances. You know, okay, give me the layout and, you know, put that in an email for me because I'll never remember it. And they will also go out and find manuals for you. And our agents now are really pretty fluent. They have had training in a lot of different word processors and programs and things like that. So what I tell people is if you need somebody with specific expertise, in the app, there is a connect to Ira with a message. So you can actually text us before you make the call and say, I'm looking for an agent with skills in blah, blah. And then you make the call, and your agent will see that and say, okay, I don't have those skills, but if you hang up, I'm going to put this out to our network, and we'll get you with somebody. Wow. Yes. Yes, and then that's going to go back. So, you know, if it's something pretty, and we've got agents with talents that are wide-ranging. I got a new mixer, and I was surprised when I called up to get the layout of the mixer. The guy said, oh, my God, I have that same mixer. That was great. So it was fantastic, and I actually got it set up correctly because there is a button I am not pushing somewhere in this thing that is rendering my audio hideous, and we got it fixed, so pretty exciting. But I happened on that one, but then I realized, you know, I could have actually sent something out about that. And Ira can also do audio description if you run into a show that does not have it, or a video or something in social media or whatever that you want described. That's why we're here, we're your eyes. So, you know, a lot of people have had sporting events, plays, yeah, plays are big. Parades, of course, this past week. Fireworks, some people did do fireworks, which I think would be totally fun. I love fireworks, so I think that would be fun. It's pretty much endless. It's really up to you, and most of the things that we do are small. Most of the sessions are under 5 minutes, believe it or not. Mine coming to convention was, is this my Ira shirt? I thought I had a spare Ira shirt and my husband had taken it. No, it wasn't. So that shirt is still missing, but yeah. But that was really super quick because nothing was recognizing it. You know, you try all your apps in your toolbox and nothing is recognizing it. And so, yeah. Yes.
And a pill, you know, is really hard. It's very hard even for IRA agents
yes.
to find.
Yes.
But I gotta have somebody find it for me because I don't want my dog to
yep. Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So
and
do you have any hints? Because I've talked with more than one IRA agent and together we've been unable to find it.
Yes. And it can be really difficult depending on the surface and the contrast. Yeah, lighting is really hard. Sometimes using, you know, a pen light flashlight or something like that can help. They can also control the flashlight on your phone. So they can turn that flashlight on and off and use it that way. Now, I had a funny thing today. I ran up to my hotel room because I thought, okay, I've lost an AirPod. And my agent said, yeah, I look for AirPods a lot for folks. Okay, no problem. So I opened the curtains. Got to remember to do that. Light. You know, funny, these sighted people need light. Ah, what are we going to do? The accommodations we make. So we're looking around on the floor, and she said, oh, wait, I think I see it. There's a white thing right down there. It was a spot of sunlight. And just like she felt so bad. Oh my gosh. Yes. I really should have, actually. Yes, or bright, my famous bright green. I like neon green. So I don't think they have neon green ones. But yeah, so sometimes, and the best thing you can do then is go back to your old blindness skills. Okay, let's do the grid pattern. You know, do the grid pattern and, you know, have the agent follow you with the grid pattern. That actually I found works pretty well. However, you know, so yeah, that's a tough one. That is a tough one though. Finding things that you've dropped, and apparently they find a lot of AirPods. Now, of course, I did not set these AirPods up for find my AirPods, and I'm a little afraid because I'm thinking, no, my dog would have chewed it. He wouldn't have just swallowed it, like the guy that swallowed the AirPod. I'm going to do find my AirPods. There'll be music playing from my dog. That will not be cool. Not good at all. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, no, 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 no. Yes, they're big enough that I think it would be hard for a dog to swallow one outright, but you don't know the determination of a retriever, so. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I just have to say, it's not a question, but what made Ira worth the 2 month subscription around it was find my iPhone, find my AirPods. So it's great when it comes up on a map, but obviously the JAWS is not going to read the map.
Yep.
And she told me exactly where it was. You know,
nice.
I went there. I have my phone back today because of Ira. I mean,
woohoo! Yay! Yay! I did that with a friend of mine in New York. She had lost her phone. She dropped it under her front stoop, believe it or not. And, well, we ended up getting that, but this was pre-IRA. And I was doing it from Ohio, and I'm like, all right, I see it on the map. It's right at your address, it says. But, and so she literally got down on her hands and knees and found it. But, yeah, that finding it on the map. I use Tile. Does anybody here use Tile? The little locator tiles, yeah, love locator. I love Tile.
My phone was 20 20 miles away, so there's no way
I've heard it. So. Yep, I was going to say, not going to be able to hear it, but Tile pulls stuff up on a map, too, like that. Oh. Especially if somebody else finds it and reports it through their cloud sourcing, it'll come up on a map. Well, that's a big help, you know. And I did find with Iroh and my husband lost his keys in our backyard, and they were way in the back, so they weren't locating. But the agent was able to see it on the map on my watch, so that worked out pretty well. Yeah, love Tile.
What is Tile?
Tile is their little locator tiles, and they are about the size. They're about an inch square. And the newer ones they have actually have replaceable batteries, and I don't have one on me at the moment, but you can pair them with different things, so they have all sorts of sizes and shapes of them, from a very flat one that you can put in a computer case or a phone case, to a little square one that sort of, they remind me of like Ritz crackers, actually. Cheez-Its, yeah. And then you connect with them through an app, the Tile app on your phone, and when you ask that app to find something, it's going to play a tune, and they have increased the volume. They're pretty loud now. They are pretty loud when you look for them, and it's great for finding your bags at the airport sometimes. Sometimes. If you have a bag with a front pocket and you've got the locator in there, most sighted people will do it, you know, they'll look and say, oh, okay, I see it. It's coming up on the map. You can barely hear them even at the loudest, usually in that kind of environment, unless it's on the outside of your bag, which is not a great place for it to be strategically because it's going to get banged around. But one thing you can do, though, is watch the progress of your bag as it goes, you know, into the hold of the plane. And then when you're at 30,000 feet, you can look for your suitcase and go, oh, hey, there it is. Or, uh-oh, it's going to be a long day. Yes, exactly. Well, that's going to be a long day. But, yeah, Tiles are wonderful. They're and the app has come a long way in accessibility. It is now mostly accessible. It's got a few things that I wish they would label more clearly. But and the Watch app is practically perfect. I've loved the Watch app from day one. That is so convenient. But you can name your things. You know, we have in our house Kent's keys and Janine's keys and Kent's phone and Janine's phone. And it will actually also include your phone in the Find My Stuff kind of thing. Unless you're my husband and you sit on the Tile and set off my phone in the middle of a meeting and I can't turn it off. Yes, that was special. Yeah. This is a general product. This is not a blindness product, although I'm not sure if any of the blindness organizations sell them, but they are a great product, just general. I believe they are around $20 to $25. Come here, Roger.
I'm looking at a website
that
says $30 $100.
Yep. And they do have specials on them all the time. I'm sorry, my dog is... Anyway, they do have specials on them quite often, and as I said, they do have replaceable batteries, which is nice now because they used to last about a year, and I would always forget when they were dying, and then I would try to find something, and I'd get that weak little signal in the notice that, oh, it's dying. Uh-oh. Sorry. So, yeah, those are a great product.
Yeah, they make some of those things in general.
Yeah, there's another one called Tracker, I believe. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, that are small enough, yes, to do that. They do have special ones. Yes, and they have special ones for pets and all kinds of things. So, yeah, and I believe Tracker is the other one. Yep. Exactly.
What it's looking for, and it gets louder as you get
yes,
closer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
How does the one work for Find My Watch?
Well, actually, what it does, it's an iPhone app on the watch. So basically, what it is going to do is it will come up with the list of your things that you have tiles on. So you can swipe through the list of things. You can double tap on the one you want to find. There will be a find button. Then there will be a location button, which is what brings up the map. And then from there, if it can't find it, there will be a, you know, okay, this item is lost, broadcast it to the tile community, and people will start looking for it. You know, hopefully it's not something super valuable, but we did find a set of our keys in Home Depot once that way. Yeah, that was exciting because my husband is forever losing his keys, and they fell out of his pocket at Home Depot, of course. And so we're retracing, going, okay, where was I? And suddenly I got a text, you know, oh, your keys have been found at this location. Hey, look, it's Home Depot. Wow. And we went up and got the keys, and all was good. He left them on a bus once, and of course it showed them at the bus garage. And so we were able to go and get them at the bus garage. So yeah, it's a pretty amazing product. Well, rather fun. We'll have to do another demo on Main Menu.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And what you could also do, because the reason I got it from my glasses, part of it is if I need to find them and I'm in the house and I can't, you know, I didn't put them where I normally put them and I'm just having trouble locating them. But the other thing is I know once I lost a pair of glasses, because mine are just magnification lenses, so mm-hmm. I'm off all the time. I can't just leave them on if
right.
I'm going. So I lost a pair, and when you go to a lost and found, they want to lay the stuff out and say, is it this one?
Yes.
But they don't always worry about you picking it up because they don't want somebody to think they can steal something.
Right, right.
So if you have that, then you can turn the app on.
Great idea. Yep, same thing with phones too. You know, they don't want you looking necessarily for the phone and opening it up and going, oh, look, it's so-and-so's phone. So yeah. Yep. Great. Anything else?
How's tile spelled?
It's T-I-L-E. Yep, T-I-L-E. Well, try tile locator. Try searching on that. Yeah, tile locator. And I know the website is mytile.com, I think. But yeah, you can try tile locator. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. Searching. Big fun. My husband is like the king of search. He's got that Boolean thing down. So anytime I want to find something, he actually found me. I needed the sound of an elevator lobby for some audio that I was doing, and he actually found it for me for the ACB audio. Woohoo! Yay! Thank you, dear. But yeah, big fun. Well, he's definitely not young, so far from it. In fact, he actually was. If you read the book Exploding the Phone, anybody read that book? I read that book, and I'm telling him all this stuff. And he used to work for AT&T. He worked for them for a long, long time. And he said, phew, I worked on half that stuff. He was on the team that invented voicemail. So you can blame him now. Yeah, his team invented voicemail. So I joke, you know, when I introduce him, yeah, he invented voicemail. Said, I didn't invent it. I just hacked it. I was the hacker on the team. So he got to have all the fun. So, yeah. Right. Now, somebody actually did ask me, because you guys are a great group for this. They asked this morning in our session, is Ira hiring? And I will tell you, please check our website if any of you are looking for jobs, computer type jobs, etc. We hire based on ability, not disability. So please, you know, it's a great place to work. If you are in the field, we are always looking for people. So take a look at our offerings and send us your resume. Because you never know. We have blind folks scattered throughout the company in just about every department, I think, which is kind of fun.
Remotely?
I do, yes. And working remotely is something that we do offer, depending on, you know, the team and the type of stuff that you're doing. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. We're based out of San Diego. We also have a small office in Washington, D.C., and I believe another one up in Northern California for the Dumore Foundation. And that is our nonprofit arm that's headed up by Mike Hingson. I'm sure you guys know Mike. And so that is the arm of the company that's involved in raising money for scholarships and things like that to help make IRA free for everybody. Because there will be a time when IRA will be free for everybody, we hope. Until then, though, we're kind of building the building blocks for that. And we're hoping, you know, as technology gets better, we're going to decrease the dropped connections. So like I said, that new update to the Horizon controller helped with that a lot. I will tell folks, hotel Wi-Fi, we love the hotels. It's nice that they have free Wi-Fi, but I would use your data, honestly, if you want to keep good connections. Now, some people have had good luck with it. I have not.
Yep.
Yeah, hey. Diana was our first use case for this, and it's terrible. Yep. Which is the perfect task for IRA, by the way. That's a perfect task, typically.
Connected to Wi-Fi, and mm-hmm. Rosina was supposed to be my agent, and it kept connecting, mm-hmm. and then it failed. And I was dumbfounded.
Yes, the Wi-Fi is extremely weak. And typically, you know, if you've got to, and you guys are going to have, like, there is a name for this when you've got to verify on a website. So if you've got the login credentials, thank you. Thank you. It's a trip to Starbucks before I go back to the booth. But if you need to authenticate, typically that's not the kind of Wi-Fi IRA is going to be able to use because of security issues. So yeah, the free Wi-Fi, great, typically not strong enough though. So if you're having trouble, I just went off of it completely. And unfortunately, yeah, you're gonna use your data, but you're actually gonna get much better connection and be much more successful that way. Now I will warn you, the exhibit hall, as is the case with most convention exhibit halls, you guys probably know this if any of you have had to sit behind a booth at one with technology, historically pretty poor cell connection and internet in there, well, unless you're paying for the internet and to be hooked up that way. So, conventions, unfortunately, are a bit of a crapshoot with IRA. We wish they were better, but the infrastructure is what it is. And that's probably our weakest point at this point in time, is infrastructure. So. And, you know, everybody thinks, oh, 5G will solve this. Well, it might help. I'm not entirely sure it'll solve it because I don't know about the adoption rate. So we'll see. We will see. But the other tricky place for IRA is hospitals, of course. And it's tricky on many fronts, but from the technical front, you've got a lot of equipment in there. And so that makes it a little bit more difficult for signals and things like that, especially if you're in places like the area where the MRI is or, you know, the X-ray department or things like that. So, yeah, it's kind of hit or miss.
Well, telephone.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, I remember that. I remember no cell phones in this area, yeah.
Well, then why are the nurses using them all the time?
That's why you can't. They've used up all the bandwidth. There you go. All righty.
So how does it work this week? You guys, I don't know, quite not asked. I'm a new explorer, but I've never done my 60-minute, I haven't contacted IRA at all.
Oh, to do your onboarding. Sure, sure. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Basically what the onboarding is to show you, and that's of course what we call our, you know, well, let me introduce you to IRA when you've got some time. That is basically when the agent takes you through, okay, here are all the capabilities. And one of the things that they do with you, Beverly, is they take you through an exercise to show you what the agent can see. Using your arms, you know, kind of positioning your arms to show you the field of view that they have with your phone camera. And so that can be really helpful because, you know, depending on the phone you have, Android users actually have this pretty good because their camera is typically in the center of the upper back of the phone. iPhone people, you got to remember it's off to the right of that upper back. And so you have to adjust accordingly. And sometimes that throws people off. So
it's coordinating, you go move your device with
yes,
iOS.
Yes. It's kind of coordinating and absolutely. And then, you know, walking with Ira, like with any device, back in the day, when I worked at the Guide Dog Foundation, we taught people to use the Trekker Maestro. Remember the Trekker Maestro?
Yeah,
pretty cool little device. But we found that a lot of people were getting them, and they were kind of like, it was hard to coordinate hearing the instructions. Now, of course, it's also second nature to us. We're used to things babbling in our ears all the time, you know. But then you add a live person to the mix, and now you've introduced something just a little bit different into the audio scape there. And so getting used to that is hard. Plus, I think for a lot of people, making that first call is hard because, oh, yeah, okay, they said the service is it really like that? You know, are these guys really going to know what they're doing, or is this another sighted person that is not going to have a clue? You know, you guys, I think, can answer that question. We found that our agents are fantastic. Please give us feedback if somebody is not fantastic, or if they are fantastic, give us feedback. But especially if they're not, if they're doing something that you are having difficulty with, or something went wrong with your call, please give us feedback. That's the only way we learn. That's the way we teach our agents, and your feedback is anonymous. The only one that ever sees the raw data of your feedback is our agent analysts, and they use it to teach the agents and work with them and help them get better. So never fear, because there's always that too. You know, well, I had a bad experience, but I don't want to say anything. I don't want to get the person in trouble. No, they don't get in trouble. No, they, it's a teaching moment. So. Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So if you did not have an onboarding call, you can call and say, hey, look, you know, I never had what they called the onboarding call or the intro to IRA call when I first signed up or when I first joined as a guest. Can you kind of take me through that? And we'll be happy to do that. Typically, that is a part of your plan if you buy a plan. That's typically part of it. But if you just jump into it like a convention and go, okay, I'm gonna give you my credit card, get my free month of whatever plan I want. And often at convention, we don't have time for onboarding. So when you get back home and you've got a minute, you can say, okay, hey, you know, I use this, but can I have the onboarding just so I can get familiar with things? And we have a lot of different ways to help you, you know, learn to use that free month in the most effective way. So, and there's a lot of psychology that goes into that too. I was working when I first came on the job, you know, they said, okay, we want a 30-day Headspace kind of plan. You guys are familiar with Headspace, the meditation app? Yeah, it's a great app and very accessible. And that teaches meditation, mindfulness, all those good things. And so we designed a little 30-day, it's called Headspace. Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. When I remember to do it. And it sends me texts, and I totally ignore them. So I am probably not the good use case for that app. But we crafted a little experience for you, a 30 days of IRA experience to kind of help you and say, okay, we don't want you to come to the end of your 30 days and have a million minutes left, you know, and go, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do, you know? Use it. If you are familiar with IRA, we just introduced our 50-50 plan, which you can, once you're getting toward the end of your minutes for a cycle, you can buy 50 more. And we don't allow you to stockpile them, but you can buy them 50 at a time when you're getting low. And that includes the intro plan. That wasn't previously on that group. So intro people. And of course, when we put out that free tier of IRA, you're going to get free service. You're going to get whatever you signed up for in addition. And then in addition to that, if you find you're running over for a month, it's the holidays, you're on vacation, whatever, you can buy more. And you can do that right from within the app. You can set that up. We are working on being able to change things like your credit card information. You can now change your phone number, and I believe your email, or that may be in my beta version. So your mileage may vary, but we are working. Our next thing is going to be being able to change your credit card info from within the app so you don't have to call support. And our support people love you, but I will warn you, wait times are high right now because people are calling about a lot of stuff. Everybody's calling to find out what offers we're giving at convention. Well, the offers that we're giving for new explorers are pretty big. The ones for existing explorers, that's our free tier that's coming. So nothing, you know, super tangible right now at the convention, but you guys are in, so not a problem. Oh yeah, oh, we are there 24/7, 365. Yes, we are there. And because, you know, now we also have IRA service in Australia, in Canada, and in New Zealand. The UK is still a pilot program, so we have some interesting kinds of service over there as a test, but our four countries are US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and so that means we are 24/7, 365. Now, tech support and our customer care numbers are not open 24/7, 365, but they are generally open on all major holidays, though. But they have specific hours, and you can find out what those are on our website, ira.io.
So it's the agents that are open 24/7.
Yes, you are correct. It is the agents that are open 24/7. Yep.
Yep. I mean, for those of us who may inadvertently remember ira.com, was that not what the address was?
No, we've always pretty much been ira.io. Ira.com might have been a special address for an initiative or other that we did, or we may have probably just purchased that domain because we knew that people weren't going to remember it correctly. That's entirely possible because IO is kind of a new thing, and it's, you know, you'll see it a lot in tech, I think. I know it stands for something, and I cannot remember what it stands for off the top of my head, but.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I know. Well, I was really quite surprised, actually. I was dictating an email at the booth, which is never a good thing to do. And dictation being what it is, I actually didn't have any really super funny ones, except Irish Explorers instead of IRA Explorers. That was good. I could see these little leprechauns with IRA glasses on. That would be awesome, actually. But it actually got the word IRA when I used it at the end of a sentence spelled correctly, because I have it in my dictionary for the phone. So yeah, I was kind of shocked, like, whoa, you actually worked? Siri, I'm amazed.
Yeah, really.
Yes, so yeah. And, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. Honestly, I can't tell you. She asked if by next May, IRA would be available in the UK as a product offering there, as it is in, say, Australia and New Zealand. I can't say at this point. Ooh, well, you know what? As an explorer, you can actually use IRA there. So we're not saying you can't use it there. You can absolutely use it there. Just get your international SIM card, I believe, for your and check with tech support about the carrier support over there. If you do, you have the Verizon kit.
Yes. Well, so now I only have my.
Oh, super! All right, yeah, because. Check with them and see what kind of, if you need a different SIM card for that. I don't know that one. I cannot answer for you, but check by the booth and ask to talk to Sarujan. He's our engineer down there, and he will let you just ask the question, and they'll get you to the person who knows. Yeah, and call tech support, too, when you're getting closer to your trip. And it will depend, too, on which of the two carriers your Horizon kit is using. So, there you go. All right. And yet we have people taking the Horizon Kit everywhere. You know, Mexico, the Caribbean, cruise ships, all that kind of thing. Europe, Eastern Europe. I don't know if anybody has gone to the Far East yet. I'm sure there are people who have. I think one of our explorers is in Turkey right now. I thought I saw him mention that. That would be kind of fun.
No, so,
anywhere you can get it. And especially if you're using your own cell phone, it's going to depend on where, you know, what kind of a SIM card you have and all of that. SIM cards scare the life out of me, actually. I just see myself losing them in a heartbeat. So I have never messed with one before, I will admit. Yes, do it. Yes, he mentioned, you know, if you ever take them out, do it over a bowl, yeah. And not the sink, because away it goes down the drain, yeah. They are, and that's why they scare me. Oh, no. I have a cat who loves to do that. My cat thinks that she is, you know, the physical repair service of everything in the house. And yeah, and just because she was named after Lieutenant Uhura from Star Trek, her name is Star Trek. Did I just say Star Trek? Wow. Wow, channeling Tim Cook, or I need coffee or something. But yeah, her name is Nyota. And Nyota is, she is just something else. So yeah, she's our helper with everything. She was fascinated. Apparently she could see herself in the Ira glasses. So she thinks it's very interesting when I wear them until she discovers the cord, and then it's over. Yeah, so then we have to get out the squirt gun and go, you go play somewhere else, please. Yes. Yeah. So any other questions? Anything else? I think we are good. That's a good thing to tell you. We are in booths 9 and 10, so that when you walk into the exhibit area, you are coming up to the side of our booth. If you just angle toward the left a little bit, you will be coming down the aisle, and we are on the right side of that aisle, the very first booth. Very first one, so yeah. Come on in. So when you come straight into the exhibit area, you're going to, if you walk straight, you're going to come up on that kind of skirting curtain thing and the metal railing that's at the side of the booths. If you go to your left, and then we're going to be the booth right to your right there. So, yep, very easy to find. And if some of you did not get roses, I have roses for you. If you want Ira swag, we have some fun Ira swag this year. And if you're like me and could really use a water bottle, that's part of our Ira swag. Yes, so you don't have to pay for hotel water. Woohoo. Go to the drinking fountain, as our guys do. We were filling them up for ourselves at the booth. So I don't know how many of you have been road warriors for technology over the years, but it's always fun to see what how everybody handles convention. Great. All righty. Well, Richard, I'm going to turn them back over. We'll turn us back over to you, and congratulations, Bits. Woohoo.
Well, we want to thank Janine for coming and talking to us about all the IRA things that are available to us. And as I explore myself, I've been with IRA as an explorer for about a year and a half, and I found so many interesting things to use IRA for. You wouldn't believe. Well, this is the end of our presentation today. Tomorrow we have one in the afternoon. Is it a Braille note taker or is it a Braille display? That's going to be an interesting one. And of course, tomorrow night we have our banquet. And please, if you haven't signed up for that, do. It's going to really be interesting. Got great entertainment. Great food, and also a bar that'll be there from 6 to 10. I won't be bartending this year, yay! but you'll have a good bartender. And for those that purchase the package, there will be some tickets for the bar for you for free. So there's an advantage to purchasing the package. And then of course there'll be the bartender there, and we will have dinner, and I'm going to have an anniversary cake, all that good stuff. So until then, we'll see.